Hello and welcome to Radio Havana Cuba's Scientific and Medical Report. I'm Lena Valverde and I invite you to stay with me as I bring you details of some of the latest developments in the fields of science and healthcare in Cuba and around the world. Stay tuned. The Cuban Embassy in Japan hosted the first Cuba-Japan Business Forum on Biotechnology and Pharmaceuticals last week, attended by Cuban Vice President Roberto Morales and a broad representation of the Japanese companies and Cuban scientific institutions. At the meeting, Morales emphasized that despite the economic hardships imposed by the U.S. blockade, Cuba is committed to boosting its biotechnology and pharmaceutical industry with a view to its people's health and national development. Normando Isnaga, Commercial and Business Director of Cuba's BioCuba Pharma Group, made a presentation on the advances and potentialities of the Cuban biotechnology and pharmaceutical industry, including its business opportunities. The BioCuba Pharma official highlighted Cuba's efforts to train first-level scientific and professional personnel, the priority given to the national healthcare system, and the closed-cycle model that characterizes the work of Cuban scientific institutions. Ricardo Silva, representative of BioCuba Pharma in Asia, referred to the work experiences in the region, business models, joint ventures, license contracts, and co-development of new products, as well as the joint implementation of projects in their early stages. Eulogio Pimentel, General Director of the Havana-based Generic Engineering and Biotechnology Center, referred to the production of new drugs with a high impact on patients' quality of life and the treatment of cancer, cardiovascular, brain, and neurodegenerative diseases that are typical of aging societies like those of Cuba and Japan. Tadashi Minemura, Director of Global Strategy for Latin America and the Caribbean of the Japan Foreign Trade Agency, drew attention to the progress of biotechnology in Cuba and the prospects to set up joint ventures involving research and scientific institutions and entities from both Japan and Cuba. The blockade of Cuba is anachronistic and must cease. U.S. cardiologist Dr. Matthew Martinez told reporters in Caibarien, here in Villa Clara province. Dr. Matthew Martinez was one of the 400 foreign delegates at the International Cardiology Congress, Cardio Villa 2019, which took place this past week in Cayo Santa Maria. Martinez, a member of the American College of Cardiology and a doctor at the Morristown Medical Center in New Jersey, said that there should be no barriers against collaboration between Cuban and U.S. scientists. He said there is much to learn from Cuban medicine, which in addition to being provided free of charge, despite financial limitations, manages to do a great deal for the health of the nation's inhabitants. Cuba's results in the field of cardiology are fabulous, said the U.S. physician, and added, it should be known by the world scientific community. Dr. Martinez noted the quality of Cuban specialists, insisting that it is important for cardiologists from the U.S. and elsewhere to come to Cuba to share and exchange common experiences in the field of cardiology, because, as he said, we have the same problems with cholesterol, arrhythmias, damage caused to smokers, and other pathologies that affect the heart. Another foreign expert, Professor Giovanni Pedrassini, president of the Swiss Society of Cardiology, also attended Cardio Villa 2019. During a presentation offered within the framework of the event, Pedrassini highlighted the quality of Cuban medicine. He said, if something merits attention in the case of Cuba, it is the joint work of its health institutions, that despite limited resources, make the most of the country's indisputable medical talent. You're listening to a new edition of the Medical and Scientific Review, a program heard every other week here on Radio Havana, Cuba. The 4th International Congress Biomanufacturing Challenges of Immunotherapy, or BioMIT 2019, will be held November 11th through the 15th in Varadero, organized by the Center of Molecular Immunology. In statements to Grammar newspaper, Dr. Katia Rachida de la Luz, president of the organizing committee, said that the event is held every other year. She explained that delegates will gather in panel sessions to discuss issues and lines of research dealing with the development of gene or cell therapy, glycoproteins and monoclonal antibodies production, vaccine formulation, and current trends in biopharmaceutical regulatory affairs, among others. Delegates from the United Kingdom, Germany, Mexico, Lebanon, Cameroon, Spain, India, Switzerland, and Brazil have confirmed their participation in BioMIT 2019, which, according to organizers, will serve as a unique opportunity to learn firsthand about the advances of Cuba's biopharmaceutical industry, to tour Cuban research centers to debate and present new trends and results, and identify and set up new cooperative projects. And that's all we have time for today. Join us again every other week for Radio Havana Cuba's Scientific and Medical Report. Until next time.